In this month's update, Bobby Bashram's preparing for a training stint at Falls Creek. He wants to welcome Falls Creek General Manager Sharon Reguse to his support team and Stuart Smythe, the CEO at Falls Creek, who's also been a great support. He'd also like to recognise Swiss Vitamins, who have been supporting his training program. So I hope you enjoyed this little chat that we had with Bobby. Come back to the locker room, and we do have Bobby Bashram on now. I know you've had a tough week, Bobby, with trying to manage the MS, but we'll be able to squeeze a couple of little questions in just before the show ends. Now, I notice in the last week or two, you've been trying the 1,000 steps up on the Dandenongs. Now, that must be a real challenge. I don't think most fit, healthy people would be keen on that one, but it must be pretty tough for someone in your situation with MS. You've had a few guys climbing that one recently.
What happened with the 1,000 steps? I started the 1,000 steps about 7 years ago in a natural, gradual progression. I go up the Lyrebird track, which is next to the 1,000 steps. So there's not actual steps. It's a bit more of a steeper path up. And over the years, the first time that I went up the 1,000 steps, I went up 20 metres and went back down. I couldn't make it. I was with sticks. And the first time I actually went in my chair, tried to push myself up, didn't happen. But over the 7 years, the first time I actually got to the top took me 4.5 hours.
Wow.
And from then, I've gradually got it down to when I'm well, I can do it now at the Lyrebird trail. I can do it in about 20 minutes up and 20 minutes down, but it's been 7 years of just really plugging away and chipping away. So, yeah, it was about 4.5 hours the first time to get to the top. So I've whittled it all the way down in 7 years to 20 minutes. So sometimes I'll go there for 3 or 4 or 5 hours with the trainers from Fitness First and train there and get ready for Everest. I train there and then I get ready for Falls Creek.
Yeah, now let's just talk about Falls Creek, Bobby, because that's coming up pretty soon. You're going to spend some time up there acclimatising. What's happening? What are the plans?
Yeah, I'm going up to Falls Creek actually this Wednesday, and I train with the Falls Creek Ski Patrol and Disabled Into Sports Australia, who'd help me trek, because as you know, I fall over a lot for my MS, so it's occupational health and safety, and I'm the ambassador for Falls Creek, which the government and the CEO of Falls Creek, Stuart Smythe, made me, and they're very supportive up there, so I go up there for long treks. Now I've just come out of hospital, so I'll probably be trekking about 4 hours a day. So I'll do Falls Creek treks from Falls Creek up to Mount McKay, which is above Falls Creek, and down again. I might venture around the Windy Corner. This is all based on Falls Creek stuff. So, I get the endurance up. Now, Falls Creek's 6,002 feet or 6,014 feet or something. Mount Bogon's the tallest mountain in Australia, which is about 6,022 feet. But Falls Creek's great to have a walk around, and I walk around with the ski patrol with their ears on and the radios in case anything happens. So it's really safe at Falls Creek for me because, as you know, if something happens, they've got the medical facilities. Like I had an MS attack up there last year, and the plan was in action. I was radio mic'd up, and the medical team was there and the ambulance was there. So it's just really safe. But it's a great training ground for me. It's really, really good. So I trek up there all the time when I can. Of course, my situation, because yes, I'm in and out of hospital like a yo-yo.
Yep.
But I do that. I do the 1,000 steps sort of gets me ready for the hilly sort of stuff. And then I'll go up to Falls and walk around there. Well, it's basically walking uphill. So I'll walk up the ski lift runs, with the disabled winter sports or the ski patrols. I'll walk up the ski lift. Runs the disabled winter sports usually accompanies me because in the ski season the ski patrollers are busy rescuing injured people that are, you know, having a creating a bit of havoc on the ski run. So yeah, disabled winter sports, and we map out a plan. And it's, look, the bosses of it all is Callum Brown is the boss of Ski Patrol, and Matty O'Keefe, and they plan out the actual track, and then disabled winter sports supplies them with two people for safety reasons. Again, it's all a safety issue with me, and off I go. So I'll probably leave at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and be back by 3 or 4. And I'll do that, you know, for a week or 2 weeks, but I'll have a day break in between 3 days. So it's, you know, it's all planned. It's a planned thing. So everyone's, you know, behind me, helping me get me in shape and get endurance in my legs for Mount Everest.
So, I was going to say, Bobby, it's Greg here. I was going to ask you whether you've locked in a date yet for that Mount Everest climb, and also whether there are any Himalayan climbs prior to the assault on Mount Everest that you've got planned.
Hello, Greg. Nice to be talking to you, mate.
Yeah, you too, Bobby.
Well, Everest is tentatively locked in for April. Again, we're relying on making sure we've got the bucks. If the bucks are there, it'll be April without a problem. And with going up other climbs in Everest, there's none said. It's just money cost. The thing is what the team said. Well, we rather concentrate all the funds that are being raised on Everest, because it costs, especially me, because it's a single, I'm a special sort of case, so it costs double and triple and quadruple what a normal person would cost. For instance, if someone goes to base camp, as I've been there quite a few times, it's no big deal for me now, but it was at the start. But it is a really, really hard walk. It's a 9-day walk from Lukla Airport. That cost someone normal, it cost maybe a couple of grand, or it cost me about $8,000.
Mm.
So it's just again, occupational health and safety, the safety stuff, the medical team, the procedures, the whole lot of it. So that's why we're probably not going to go to the Himalayas until I actually give Everest a crack.
Yeah,
and that's purely a money issue. So I'll do the mountain, the actual mountain climbing out Falls Creek, and do the Hotham to Falls Creek walks. There's plenty of long walks. You can make a lot of long walks on Falls Creek. You can walk forever. You know, no worries about that, because Ski Patrol set out the Callum Brown up there, the head of Ski Patrol, and Matty O'Keefe, they set out the actual treks that I do. So it's just all down to money.
Fantastic. Yeah, Bobby, we're going to have to go in a sec, mate. But we will have that 1 hour special when both of your doctors are back in town. That's getting pretty close. We'll have that during the month of August.
Are you going to talk to Professor Abney and Professor Kiley from NIM, National Institute of Integrated Medicine?
Oh, they're the ones. We're going to have them coming up in the next week or two, so that'll be fantastic. We'll catch up then. But we're going to have to go, Bobby. Best of luck with all of that stuff at Falls Creek. I hope it goes really well for you, mate. We better let you go.
Yeah, just get people to get on my webpage, bobbybadgeon.com, and hopefully with the GoFundMe, you know, maybe if they want to contribute some stuff to the client.
Absolutely. Good on you, Bobby. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, guys. Take care.